the legendary.
What up? What up? What up, man? What up, Ricky
Ross?
In the building, man.
The legendary. Now, Freeway, I don't know you personally, but I respect you and everything you've come from. I respect the fact that you're able to stay out of jail.
Well, you know,
you've been out of jail.
I've been out going on 11 years now.
Shit. Like,
hey, Joe,
I mean.
Hey, Joe, we did our time off of you and Big Pun. What you saying?
No.
In the basement. Rap City.
All that. Yeah, you know, rest in peace, Pun, man. And, you know, we always, every time I made my music, I made it. I got so many homies that's doing, that did so much time in jail and did, you know, so many years that I would picture them in a cell. And when I made my music, this real shit, I would paint the picture so that when you heard it, you felt like you was there. Like you was there when the shit was going down and everything we were saying, whether it was the skits, it was the music, the shit we was doing. And you know, I got lucky, you know, a little luckier than you. You know, I got out the game right on time when they invented the RICO law and all my friends was getting 70 years and they was like, yo, the Tremont mob, 60 of them got caught and yo,
I stayed a few years too long.
And then that's when I said, yo, you know what? I'm going to rap. I'm going to change my life. And I got blessed and I got lucky. That's why I believe so much in God, but I've always made music or carried myself as an individual with them in mind and the era I came from and repping them the right way to make sure, you know, we don't never look like clowns out here. We do this the right way. We put out the right music. We represent the right morals. And that's where I've been at with it. You know, as far as you,